I'm in Beis and Beis at the bottom. Three lines in the bottom. So Mar says, "Awal tumah v'tumaloi." But we're saying according to this pshat in Rabbah that he agrees to a case where he goes from a lower level of tumah being tameh to a case where he's b'chiburin, where it's a higher level of tumah, but having two simultaneous tumas is not tomei tamei koyim, because he's already tamei. So the Mora says, well, if that's true, ubi anami hametamei koy. So what's the difference in the case of tumah and tumah and tumah and bia? He's already tamei, and then he enters into a situation of a bias. So he's holding a mace, and he walks. If we're contrasting the case of tumah and tumah versus the case of tumah and bia, so he said the case of tumah and tumah is he's carrying a mace al kseifa, and he touches another mace. So the exact same thing, if he has a tumah, he's carrying a mace and he walks into the oil of mace, it'd be the same. There's no difference in neither case, you're adding anything. So why do we say tumah be a yes and tumah be a low? Tumah no, low.
But why are you assuming that he's carrying the mace and the be a? Why doesn't he like just have, you know, tumah shiva on him?
We're contrasting tumah and bia versus tumah and tumah. We're saying tumah and bia, yes, tumah and tumah, lo. Now, Rabbah has said in a case where he's already tamei, the second shot of the rush, right? The case where he's already tamei, and then he touches a mace, he is chayiv. Because he moved from being a lower level of tumah, of not tumah v'chiburin, to be tumah v'chiburin. So the case where tumah v'tumah is not is because he's already touching one mace, he touches the second mace. That was the shoyu l'mace munach ha'ksefa, shita l'mace mace acher, he's potter. Yatzeh shumuchul v'oymet. That first price, right? So that's what Rabbah said, is it a tumah, tumah not? So we're contrasting that, we're saying a case of tumah and tumah not, but a case of tumah and bia, yeah. So the same case of tumah and tumah not, which is he already touching one mace and he touches a second one. He has a mace like sefer and he's touching a second one. So tumah bia, which we're saying yes, pashas is the same case. So we're saying, so what's the difference? Okay, so Amar Rabbi Yochanan, no, kan bebayis, kan besodim. So the way Tosis and the Rush learn, we're studying a new case that the person was totally tor, and he goes into the bias and becomes tamei, and he's erbit to lavin at the same time. Where it's, that's the case of a bias, and that's what we're saying, that tumah bia is possible. But when you talk about tumah and tumah, which means the contrast in the case would be a person who's tor, who touches two mesim at the same time. So that's, even though it's basachas, he only get one set of malchus because it's the same love. He's not doing more at that point in time between the two loves. He's doing the same. He's only doing one love, two ma'isim, with one asura. When one's adding more than the other, so that's not. That's what Rabbah was saying. Is only chayav one. Whereas when we want him not to go into the bias, and there's two lavin in the Torah, there's a lavin lo yavoi and a lavin lo yitame, he's been over two different lavin at the same time, so he's got two sets of malchus. Okay. Now the Mor is going to challenge that's all assuming that it's because you're starting with the person who's tor, and he's now accomplishing both problems at the same time. But had he been telling me beforehand, you would not necessarily, had he been telling me beforehand in a situation where tumah is still relevant. He's still touching the tumah. So bia at that point in time would not be add anything. So to walk in while he's touching a mace, you're right, that doesn't add anything, and he's not over the Isra of Bia. That situation was not, it doesn't accomplish anything. He's not going to be chayav for that. Let's see the Rosh. Tuma ubiya nami. So the Rosh, Dumi the Tuma with Tuma, we're contrasting Tuma and Bia versus Tuma and Tuma, so it has to be a parallel case. So the case of Tuma with Tuma, the Loloki, we're coming out now, according to the Rabbah, the case by Tuma and Tuma, you don't get Malkus, is going Mesach Seifoi, Hashit Loi Mesacher. He's already actively involved with one mace, and then he touches another mace. The Loloki doesn't get Malkus. They encounter Sefer's Tuma. So that's the case of Tuma Batuma. So therefore, Tuma be a Nami, Imhoye Mace, Hak Seifoi, Menichlus Oil Mace, Loloki. Tuma Chulubo Oimade, they encounter Sefer's Tuma. He's not accomplishing anything, so what's the Yisr? The Morris says, no, that's not the case. The case is Kan Bibayas Adam Tor Hanichlus Oil Mace. A person who's Tor, who's going into Oil Mace, the history boy Mishum Lo Yava, Umishum Lo Yitame. They gave him Hasra for two different Lavin in the Torah. So, like a base, he gets two Malkus. Shishne and Bo Kecha, both Isurim happened at the same time. So yes, you're right that even the Isser of, not only is the Isser of Leitame not relevant when he's Mechul of Oimet, but even the Isser of Leyavai is not relevant when it's Mechul of Oimet. But over here it's not Mechul of Oimet because he's starting out being Tor, and both of the bears happening at the same time. So he's Chayav twice. Alba Besoda Deleka Oil Lo Mishkachas Shiel Kabeis. But Besoda you never can get two, because it's not two different lav, and it's only one lav. The im noga bebeis meisim basachas. Even if he would touch two meisim at the same time, v'hisubal al shneim, and he'll get hasra. Don't do that. Loiloki el echad the shame negia akol echad, because the act is the same act. I'm trying to think of a case. It's a general rule. It's the same mice of the lav, unless there be there would be separate actions which would happen one with the other. There's no way to separate that out of the separate into a separate lot. Okay, now something more. Mevil Manal, the bias nami versus even the case of bias. So the point is that the Isser of Leyavai only applies. We're accepting that Leyavai only applies. Even though it's not a lot of tumah. But it doesn't apply when it's mechulah ba'omid. The same way the law of tumah doesn't apply when it's mechulah ba'omid. The law of lo yavah doesn't apply when it's mechulah ba'omid. So where it says, kiman the al yadeh istayiv, tumah of oil, any part of a person goes into the oil, he becomes tameh. Istayiv means, is the Aramaic word for tumah. Ki al kule, hai tamehu. Bia means coming in. So he's not called Bia until his body walked in. As soon as he put his hand in, he became Tomei. So by the time he walks in, he's already Tomei. He's Mechulah Ba'omid. And you can't argue, yeah, but he's adding Chiburin, because the hand's in already. And that's the oil of the mace is equivalent of touching the mace. So he's ready with Chiburin once his hand's in. He doesn't add any more tuma when the rest of his body walks in. So how can you ever the lav of lo yavai when the lo yavai is not adding anything? He's mechulah ba'omid already. Okay. Ella Amar Rabbi Lozer. So Rabbi Lozer says the case has to be Sirif Yodai.
I understand. It's still too shameless. I'm confused.
Okay. The Gemara is arguing in the Moras Takasha that Tuma Abia, there's no Isser of Lo Yavoi when you're Mechulah Ba'omid already. The law doesn't apply. It's irrelevant. You're not doing anything. So once he's already Mechulah Ba'omid, what's Lo Yavoi adding that he's not accomplishing anything? The same way the Isser of Lo Yatami doesn't apply when he's Mechulah Ba'omid. So the Isser of Lo Yavoi doesn't apply when he's Mechulah Ba'omid either. That's the Moras. That was the more assumption of the cash.
Right. So it only happen if it's the boim kachod.
So the only scenario could be when it's boim kachod. Okay. Okay. Samora says, Elamer Beloza, Tzirif Yodha, if you're right, if he connected to the bias, to the oil of mace, with his hand first, Mishum Tuma Ika, Mishum Bialeka, so he'll be over the lava of Loyatame, he won't be over the lava of Loyava. But in case of Tzirif Gufay, Tuma Bia, Bahadika Asu, that he didn't have his hand forward, he had his hand down next to his body. So the whole body went in at the same time. So then both happened at the same time, and he said, we both will happen. Morris says, no. You walk in, so when a significant part of the body walked in, that's called Bia, it's called coming in. Regards to Tuma, any part of the body going in. So his nose went in first. So he became Tomei. Then the rest of his head walks in. Now it's called Bia. But again, by the time he's Erba Lo Yavoi, he's already Tomei. You're right. So if the hand goes in, like we said before, so you would have the tumor first, and then the bia would come afterwards, which would he would not be over the issur of bia.
We learned earlier that if somebody, just in the case of eating, the shells and the pets and this and that, so that's still one bites of eating, but they're eating different things. So I think they're over twice.
Right.
So why wouldn't it be that they could be once over becoming tomo, and the other thing over that's actually went in?
Okay, so
I'm not. I'm following up also not understanding.
Okay, so that was Russell was asking also.
Right.
The Gemara before it on Membeis Membeis, the Gemara said we have a drasha of regards to Tuma. We bought a brisa, a person who was had a mace al ksefa, right, and then he touches another mace, so it's a new act of Tuma. So he's not, there's no din of Tuma. Why? We have a pasuk of Lehech Alo, which tells me that the issur of becoming tame applies only to a person who is not mechul. But he's mechul already. He's mechul of Oymed. There's no issur of Tuma. The more by extension is saying that the pasuk of al nefesh meish lo yavoi is only in a case where he's not mechul of oymet. The same way the issur lo yatame doesn't apply when he's mechul of oymet. The issur lo yavoi doesn't apply when he's mechul of oymet. So the Torah warned the person who's tor, don't go into an average into oil amaze and become tummy. A person who's tummy, the Torah didn't warn him. So there's no lava anymore. So if he's already tummy first, there's no lava, lo yava. So Rabbi says if his hand goes in first, you'll have tuma, you won't have bia. Mishum tuma ikim mishum bia leka. Hitlas gufay tuma bia bani hadari ka'osu. So the case was that he sort of leaned his head backwards when he walked in, so his body went in first. And Morris says it doesn't help. Yeah, but as soon as he puts his toe in, he becomes tame. That's not called bia till the body comes in. So, where's the scenario that he comes with asachas? That tuma and bia come at the same time. Again, tuma is first, and then bia is afterwards. Alamara Papa, Kagarin Shinichas Bashida Table Migdal. He was taken in a box. And the box, while he's in the box, he's not the box acts as if he's not an oil mace. And therefore he's not tummy at all. And then they remove the top of the box, and at that moment the tumah bia bahari hadari kasyan. So both, as long as the cover is there, he's not tummy. When the cover is removed, he's tummy and he's in an oil mace simultaneously. So the Russian Tosafos point out that the case has to be that he not just Chavera did it, but he did it also. He getting Malkus means he was significantly involved in the act of removing the cover, to the point that he's called he was ever the lav of being the Tam himself. Okay. So Marbar Vashi Omer Kigun the Isle Kashukosis, that the Nozer went in when the mace was still alive, but he was a Gosis. And Vinovik Nishmasa Ali Yosef, the mace died while the Nozer was there. The Tumabiya Bahadi Hadari Kaasyan. That both happen at the same time. Okay, now the Rosh is going to grapple with. So, where is the moment of Avera? Being over in Avera passively is not. You don't get Malchus. So the Avera is when he walks in. When he walked in, the mace is alive. So how is the Avera alive by going in when the person is still alive? Where is the moment that he should be chayav Malchus? The Rosh is going to talk about that. Let's see the Rosh.
I guess he's touching the process.
He's in oil amaze. So both will have. Rush on the top of the page. Vibayas Nami. So once you're accepting that the Isser of Loyama doesn't apply if the person is Tomei, the warning of the Torah is you, Nazir Tor, don't make yourself Tomei by going into Arla Meis. If you're Tomei anyway, there's no Isser. The Bereshim doesn't care where you go at that point in time. Go wherever you want, because you're Tomei anyway. So the only case where Loyama and Loyatami can apply is when they both happen at the same time. The kim of the hichlus yodai labayis. As soon as his hand went in, after dying loy nichlus kol gufay, so the whole body has not went in yet. Kilo nagav etzbo b'meis. We look at the oil. Mace is like touching the mace. So touching the mace even with your finger, your tummy. We don't need the whole body to touch to become tummy. The basic command, the malya tumah dummy. The whole house is full of the tumah of the mace. But it's not called coming in until the person walks in. So putting a hand in is not called he came in. So it comes out, by the time he comes in, he's already tamei. And we said when he's already tamei, there's only several yavoi. Now the reason why the Rosh is getting involved in basic command of Mayatuma dummy, because there's a locha by the only other type of tumah which has a oil concept is a mitzara. That when a mitzara is in the bias, he's matam everything in the bias. But by mitzara, the way he generates tumah is by coming in. So over there, the Torah's lashon is but he shouldn't come into the bias and be matam kol shel bias. Lo yavo the bias be matam kol shel bias. So he comes in. So by mitzvah, if a mitzvah would stick his hand in to the bias wouldn't be tummy. So we should argue over here that the vehicle of oil, we could argue mistakenly, the Rosh is saying, that the vehicle of tumas oil by mace is through coming into oil or mace, or through the whole person being there, he absorbs the tumor. So then the bee and the tumor will be at the same time. He says, no, that's not how it works. The tumor of the mace spreads out throughout the bias, and without the person coming in, even putting in a finger, he becomes tameh because the bias is full of tumor. That's why the Rosh is speaking that out to clarify. Now, it's different than how Mitzara works. Mashan the Mor says, you're right. The Eitzir of Yodai, Pirish, Sheikhless Yodai, Tchila, the bias. So if he just puts his hand in first, Mishum Bialeka, you're right. He would not be over Loyovel afterwards. But Sirf Gufai, Pir Shahoyu, Yodav, Trufas, Trufas, Lagufai. So if he kept his hands by his side, so then the whole person coming in happened at the same time. Chai Beis. But his nose goes in first. So B is called when the majority of the person comes in. The tumah happens as soon as part of him goes in. Mashani, the more answers, Hitler's Roshay, in a case where he put his head in, there's no Bia because the tumah's first. The case was Hitler's Gufay, Kagarin Sheh. Probably Okama. Yeah. She came Roshay. He tilted his head backwards. Lachara. Nicholas Roy Gufay. Kaidim. She Nicholas Roshay. So the body went in before the head went in. Okay. So that case, Chai Beis. Samor says, no. Hunter Supar Hafilo Hitler's Gufa, he actually loy al et spice of the car aberration. But his toe went in first. Well, Mati Lukmik and Garden Sheikh Nicholas Derechachurov, let him say he went in backwards. So there we could picture that the body goes in really at one shot. Because Shain said there be a Kadamin Parakama the Chulan and Parakbez the Shuas. You're not over this or of Loyava if you come going backwards. Now, so the Rosh is kulo habi matzil the mifra min al miyot kufay idmilei mishum bi aleka ad al rube. The truth is, all these questions really root down to the one question that as soon as a mash of the person goes in, he's tamei, and he's not b is not called till the rove goes in. See, if he goes in backwards, whatever way you're suggesting, it doesn't work. So what's the case that he was in a box? They opened up the top of the box. And him, the nozer inside the box was also involved. If he just sat there passively and the other person removed the cover, we're discussing whether he's Chayiv Malkus. So
is that different than somebody touches him, because he's not actively doing something if a mess, if somebody holding a mess touches him, he's not actively doing anything.
He wouldn't get Malkus.
But he would get him.
No. He would not. If he was just sitting there and somebody touched a mace to him, even if he asked the person to do it, you were saying Sheikh Barveira, he didn't know he didn't do anything.
I asked that the box, why is that like worse than going backwards? We said it's like that's not there for the
Well, we look at being the lumbus of being of the lumbus of being in a box is that he's not called he was an oil mace yet.
Right.
But now that he takes the cover off of a box, he is oil mace.
Yeah, well, coming out of a box doesn't seem to be it doesn't have to come out, but the fact that the way you're entering is through this box coming on.
See, it's not a word of shinui, saying, well, this is a strange way of doing it. The worst is that the lashon of bia means forward motion. Over here, it's backwards motion.
Yeah, here it's like no motion. Just the box comes off.
Well, that's the way to bring something into somewhere. I bring it in. The final act of bringing it in is opening it up. Let's just finish the next rush. Okay, now the Al Kushu Gosis, that's not really so fair. The next rush is not so short. Okay, so the Morris case was that he went in as a Gosis, and then the Nazi went in when the individual was in Gesisa, in the final stages of dying, and then he died. He's over both these terms at the same time. So the Sirlay, the Hasra, Savak Shema Hasra. So the first problem right here is, when are you giving the Hasra? You have to give him Hasra when he goes in. When he goes in, it's not for sure that there's going to be Tumah. So that's the question which we had in Makis. Giving Hasra on a Safik, is that a valid form of Hasra? Chokas between Rebbechon and Rish Lakish. Rebbechon said Hasra, Savak Shema Hasra. So a warning given that it might be what you're doing is an Aveira. It might not, but it might be. And then it turns out to be an Aveira. He was warned, and he was over the Hasra. Okay, that's the first shot. Zatarash Rulinira. I would say it different. Kim and the Rav Gersis in Lamisa, the Mora says that when we see a person as a Gersis, it's not a Vadai. There are people which recover and do not die. Everybody dies eventually, but not from that situation. But the Mar says, Rav goes to Simar Lamisa. Lehavi Asura Sofik. That's not called Asura Sofik. Because the Mor says that there's no such roi by a chayla. There are many people which are very ill, which recover. But once a person starts the ksisa process, which is the process of the neshama leaving, it's very rare that the person recovers. So that's called, he's over the iser of putting himself into tumah. So the Rosh doesn't address it directly, but the assumption of halacha is that there's an iser for a kohen to go into an oil, a place together with a person who's a geisus. So there's an iser for a nazir as well to go into a place with a person who's a geisus. Since Rav Gresim Lemisa, he's doing an act of putting himself into a situation of tumah, even though the tumah doesn't happen immediately. Okay, now, so the Russian Mikanye Shulma, the Kayan also, the Kanas, the Basic Chorus, I feel the Krabi Mishimatama Lehem, Shri Acha Shapir Shimano, Amrina and Haka Shulaika Kashuma Nagea, Oymala Alakir. So Rosh says, look, we have a problem when the Kayan goes to the Basic Chorus to bury a mace, which is one of his Zion Krabi that he's allowed to bury. So, what's the problem? He's allowed to be Matama to this mace. Father, mother, brother, sister, son, daughter, wife. So he's allowed to be Matama to them. But we have another problem. As soon as he finishes burying them, he no longer has a hatter to be there. Well, he's Tommy anyway. Yeah, but being Tommy anyway, he's Tommy because of his mace. But he's Bechiburin, he's being mile over another mace while he's there. And that's a form of touching. So mitzad his mace, his heter is finished. The fact that he's tamei because of his mace just makes him tamei. Now as he moves to the Basic Chorus, he's going to become more tamei by walking next to a mace, which another mace which is buried there. So he can't go because he's going to be in a situation of either negia or oil on the other mason. Now it's interesting the way the Rosh says it. Just take a look at the way Tosfos says it. But the act of adding the tumah by touching another mace is problematic, even though he's mechulav oimid. That's what our Gemara was saying before. Going from tumah not bechiburin to tumah chiburin is aser. So that kohen has that iser. Okay.